Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome this morning. We are at Jazz Fest for Locals Thursday. We are so excited to celebrate New Orleans' rich cultural history here. We had a great day last Friday here, and we're going to have an even better day today on Locals Thursday here at Jazz Fest, and we're so glad that you could join us. We're broadcasting live from the Miller Lite compound here, right behind the big stage, and we really look forward to today. And we're going to start right off with a guy that kind of puts this all together year in, year out, not on his own. He's got a great team, obviously, and he talks about them all the time. Quint Davis, the Jazz Fest producer, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We know that you're incredibly busy.
No, good morning, New. It's great to be on WWL with you and spread the word.
So, Quint, you've probably been interviewed, what, a million times maybe?
Half a million.
So there's not many questions that I can ask you that you haven't had to address. But what surprises you after all of these years relative to the sustained success of this festival that I think gets talked about more as each year passes, which is incredibly hard to have that happen?
Yeah, it's, you know, every year we want people to think this is the best ever.
Right.
And then the job is next year, you have to make it better than the best ever. But the way that people have embraced it, keep coming, that you, like the Thursday that we opened last week was a magical day. It was a beautiful, magical day because the people were back at the festival for the first time in a year. And they loved the festival. And there was just this great feeling and the weather was good. And that's everything to me, is the people of New Orleans that come to the festival and bring it alive. You know, without that, it'd be like the world's greatest sound check. You know? But the people come in, they bring it to life, and, you know, it's a New Orleans party. People from out of town come visit. They're going to a New Orleans party, so they're going to a good party.
You know what amazes me about this? How many people come in to the Jazz Fest each and every year so well-behaved, so friendly. It's almost as though it's their second vacation, you know, second home, like their vacation home. And they're here for 8 days now.
Yeah.
And it's crazy, that dynamic.
Well, the whole world should be like what it is inside a Jazz Fest.
But we'd be much better
served. It'd be a great world. Yeah.
Hey, if you could pull that off, man.
Well, I got to start with here.
Yeah.
But one of the reasons that we've grown so much and that we continue to grow is that we keep getting new people to come. Mm-hmm. And when somebody comes for the first time, they kind of get hooked. And they tend to come back 4 or 5 years in a row. So that way you just continue to grow and continue to get some fresh people in. The diversity also of our, I mean, we have, you know, we had Little Wayne at one end of the field, Harry Connick Jr. at the other end of the field. And that's what the festival was really about. The diversity,
yeah,
something
two ends of the spectrum.
That's all New Orleans, yeah. And that's as far apart as you can get.
Right. But two incredible talents in their own right, for sure. You know, the industry of not only food production, but the industry of music over the life cycle of your time here with Jazz Fest has changed enormously, right?
Oh, yeah. Everything in society is, I mean, this festival started in 1970.
Yeah.
So the whole world is different. The economy is different. The society is different. But Jazz Fest is really has a constant to it. You know, it's authentic. It's real and it's New Orleans. And I think that's something that people keep coming back to. You know, when we first did it that year after Katrina, it was almost impossible to do, but we did it. But it was something that was constant. You know, it was something that had New Orleans be New Orleans again and put the word out to the world that New Orleans was open again.
Well, I'll go a step further. It was needed.
Okay, thank you.
It truly was. I mean, it was needed. It was an event at the right place at the right time in order to recreate the momentum that we have been enjoying here in the city for so long.
Yeah. Right after Katrina, we weren't sure. You know, there wasn't a roof on a building out here at the fairgrounds. Three quarters of the field was underwater. No utilities, no electricity, no nothing. And we actually started looking around, took a trip to Houston, and I ran into Mitch Landrieu at a benefit in New York that Wynton Marsalis was having. And he said, not having Jazz Fest is not an option.
Yep.
And that just stuck with me. He said, if you get to the point where you think you're not having it, you call me. Not having Jazz Fest is not an option. And so that's how we approached it.
What about the music industry with all of the changes? I mean, even from the type of instruments that they're playing, the sound systems and everything else, you rarely hear complaints, if any at all, about y'all's ability to keep that up, keep it fresh, and keep it current.
Well, you're right. The technology is just, you know, it keeps advancing and advancing and advancing. I mean, now everything is digital. And we have all these different stages, but we point them in different directions. We do things with the systems themselves so that they don't overlap. Sound is a wave. It's carried on the wind. Now,
right.
You can't control that. Sometimes you hear one from another stage. But we really, really do work to have the best sound possible for everybody here. And it's a challenge. As you say, not only is the sound change, but the actual instruments change. You know, they're all digital keyboards and wireless microphones and in-ear monitors. So it's a whole different technological world to keep up with, too.
Yeah. Back in the 70s, most of the bands predominantly four players, maybe five. If you had seven or eight, you were considered huge at that time, right?
People used to bring in their own drums, yeah. Bring in their own amplifiers. Because back in the beginning, you could drive your car up to the stage.
To the stage, absolutely.
Yeah, just take your stuff out and put it on the stage. Can't do that anymore.
But, you know, it's interesting. Within now, after all these years, still within the same footprint.
Yeah. The fairgrounds, I mean, now we're using the parking lot for the jazz tent and the blues tent and the gospel tent. There's something unique about this festival because of the unity of it. Because some festivals are so big and they're so spread so far apart. But here you can walk to everyone at every stage.
4 minutes, I think, from one end to the other.
So when you make out your chart and you say, well, I want to see this band and I want to see that band and I want to see that band. Well, one of the greatest miracles we discuss this of this festival is that 500 New Orleans bands start on time. No New Orleans bands start on time outside of this fence, trust me. But so people have a schedule.
So you carry that magic wand with you every day?
When their time is up, their time is up. So they got to start on time. But when people make a schedule out of who they want to see, it's vital that the things are on time so that it's on time when they get there. But the way this festival is designed, there's flow. You can go around on the outside track if you want to go from one end to the other. But you can access all the food. You can access all the stages easily, but not too far apart. It's been we came here in 1972, and we've been here ever since.
Quint, a lot of folks, I think, have a certain curiosity about, you know, the big bands that come here, their thoughts. You're one of the folks that for decades now have been kind of the front man and communicating with these folks on a daily basis. What do they say? What are some of the moments that you remember about some of the, you know, like the Rolling Stones or, you know,
Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen.
Jimmy Buffett.
Jimmy Buffett, another great example.
Yeah. Well, they love it. The first building block of it is the way that we produce it and the way that we handle them. That everything is real smooth. We like this to be somebody's biggest gig, but easiest gig.
Mm-hmm.
So when everything is working real smooth for them backstage, the ground transportation, the catering, all of these things, that they're just comfortable. And then we have the best audience.
Yeah.
We have the best music audience there is. So we get the best shows, really, out of everybody that plays here. And it's a combination of those things, that they feel comfortable. They've got this great New Orleans crowd in front of them, and we just get great shows.
The name that was struggling to remember, Billy Joel, I saw an interview of him, and he mentioned his experience at Jazz Fest.
Oh.
And, I mean, he spoke very highly of it. You know, now, this is a guy that's played in outdoor concerts all over the world, right?
Yeah, but that was the thing that brought him. You know, he had retired.
Yeah.
And he was down on older guys that were still touring. And I was talking to his manager, and I said, you get him to come here. I want a percentage because I guarantee you if he plays here, he's going to go back to playing. And then he said, well, he's not going to play. He said, write him a letter. So I wrote him a letter, and he agreed to come. And sure enough, he had this experience, and he went back to playing.
Well, it must have been a life experience for him, because if you hear him talk about it and the emotion behind it, he absolutely adores adored this festival and his experience here. Last week, we got a chance to talk to several of the 500 New Orleans bands that, that start on time that you talked about. And some of them, Quint, oddly enough, I was really surprised, said, you know, they've played places all over the world, all over the United States. This is a place that they call home. And some say this is when they are the most nervous, when they walk on at the Jazz Fest stage.
Oh, that's interesting, because this is generally the biggest gig of somebody's year.
Right.
You know, the most important one, and the biggest audience, the biggest stage, the biggest everything. That's interesting. I didn't know that.
It kind of... I was taken aback by it as well, because you would think I'm at home, I'm at ease. You
right.
know, this is folks from Maple Leaf, folks from over here, folks from it just in one big place here.
Right, but when you're playing here, you're playing before the entire world.
Yeah.
You know, everybody in the world has their eyes on you, and it's a different level. It's a whole different thing. So that's interesting to know. But they overcome it.
Absolutely. And, you know, interesting, too, is how many bands really break out with their music as a result of their presence here at Jazz Fest.
Yeah, and that happens in all different genres. Like in Europe, years and years ago, they would tour blues bands, but mm-hmm. they didn't really tour gospel bands. And a bunch of the European promoters came to Jazz Fest, went in the gospel tent, and started bringing gospel groups over to tour Europe. I mean, when we started, groups didn't have recording contracts and records and stuff like that. I mean, mostly one of the great things was discovering all these groups. You know, I don't know who they are, but they're really great. Well, now people know who they are. You know, they're established. They play other festivals, and they've grown. And a great appearance here, and actually your name in the poster, you know, your name in the marketing for 6 months is a big, big thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you're busy. Thank you so much for sharing some moments with us. I know my listening audience really appreciates you giving us the opportunity to hear from you. For so many years, you know, they viewed you as the person of Jazz Fest, and they still love to hear from you. 56 years now?
54 festivals in 56 years.
56 years.
Because of COVID.
Because of COVID,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 56 years of existence. And I did want to mention before we go, this is bigger than just a festival. You guys do so much as a not-for-profit to better this community, the place that we call home. And we thank you for that as well. It has left an incredible mark on our community and our society. and we're better for it.
Well, that's part of the mission. You know, if the festival makes a surplus, that we want to support the culture that we're presenting here. And it's worked out. Well, it's great to be on the Newell's show.
Well, thank you so much.
In the morning on WWL.
Your last word to all the folks out there in the audience.
Y'all come.
See you soon.
See you soon.
All right.
The sun is shining.
Absolutely. Quint Davis, Jazz Fest producer, thank you so much for joining us. Have a great second weekend.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, folks, we'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. This is Newell's. Stay with us.